from KQED.
From KQED Public Radio in San Francisco, I'm Michael Krasny. Univision is the dominant Spanish-language TV channel in the United States, and it's looking to further expand its base. It recently teamed up with Disney to launch Fusion, the first 24-hour cable channel aimed at Latinos who speak English. Univision's Isaac Lee will join us to discuss outreach to the booming Latino population, how it tackles immigration, and much more. That's next on Forum, after this. From KQED Public Radio in San Francisco, I'm Michael Krasny. Good morning and welcome to this morning's Forum program. Hispanics presently represent 16% of the U.S. population. That means, as we have seen, a great deal of growing political and purchasing power. By 2050, the Hispanic population is expected to grow to 30%, and Hispanics presently have roughly $1.3 trillion in purchasing power. Two-thirds of Hispanic television viewers watch Univision, now made up of 12 networks, 12 radio stations, 69 local TV stations, and growing and expanding with a 24-hour news network geared to Hispanics who speak English in the works. Known before he came to Univision for his aggressive pursuit of drug cartels in his native Colombia, the head of Univision's news department, Colombia-born journalist Isaac Lee, began as a staff reporter for Cambio 16 and was the youngest editor ever of Revista Semana magazine. Also the founder of Poder magazine. He joins us for this Forum Hour. And bienvenidos.
Muchas gracias. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. Buenos dias. And good morning to you. Good to have you here with us on Forum. And, well, let's talk about Fusion, because I know you're excited about it. Let's get right into it. This is the deal that you've inked. It's in cement with Disney and with Fox, with a number of other affiliates. And we're talking about second-generation Latinos, largely. Huh?
Yes. It's with ABC News, with Ben Sherwood, who leads the news department and the news department of Univision. And we are extremely excited. This is going to be reaching a younger, fresh demographic of second and third generation Latinos. And we're going to be launching at the end of the summer.
Well, congratulations. We look forward to that. You're launched already, though. And let's talk about Univision and what we might expect with Fusion down the road. You've taken a very strong position of not being left or right, being, if there is such a thing, objective when it comes to journalism, but partisan and openly so with respect to immigration policy, no?
Well, not partisan, but we do stand for the betterment of the Hispanic community, and that is something that is very important to us. And so, you know, we are for comprehensive immigration reform, and we are very happy that it's going to be taking a different position with 8 senators that are presenting the bill to Congress, and with the president finally deciding to keep his word and his promise to Hispanics, which he didn't do in the first term.
Well, a lot of that has to do with the political power of Hispanics, and Republicans are now trying to court Hispanics, shifting gears. And let's talk about Marco Rubio here, because he's almost turned entirely around on immigration, and there's been, and it's been characterized by even people like Ken Auletta as a war between Univision and Marco Rubio.
Yes, we don't have a war with anyone, and we're very happy that his position now is for the Hispanic community, and that he's part of this group of 8 senators that are going to present the bill. That's it.
But let's can we talk about the Auletta article?
Sure, of course.
If you're comfortable with that, because there was a lot of charges that went back and forth about quid pro quo and about a deal that was being offered. I should explain to listeners that Marco Rubio's older sister was married to a man who was convicted and sent to prison for drug charges, felony charges related to drug. And the story that came down was that Univision was going to tell this story to its viewers and listeners, and that Rubio was upset, as understandably. His family, his mother, and so forth didn't want this out in dirty laundry out there again. But there were conflicting stories in terms of what actually happened. In fact, they came back and demanded your resignation, did they not? That you be fired, saying that you had made a quid pro quo and you'd put pressure on Rubio If he wanted to get, if he would go on El Punto, your major television program, to the point, there would not be any story. The story would not be revealed. So how did that really go down from your perspective?
Yes, we don't have any problem with Senator Rubio. And he has been with Jorge Ramos and on El Punto, you know, plenty times. Actually, he was yesterday with Despierta America, interviewed by Sacha Preto. The allegations were made by the Miami Herald from one of the reporters. And the one that requested my resignation and a boycott from the Republican Party was former Congressman David Rivera, who actually did not win re-election and has a pending investigation by the FBI. That's quite interesting. And of course, I did not resign. I'm still here. And we were just doing our job.
And you did go with the story about Rubio's brother-in-law. Yeah?
Yes, sir. Of course we did. You know, it was a story that was worked by Gerardo Reyes, a Pulitzer Prize winner who worked at the Miami Herald for 22 years. And we do investigative journalism and we pursue stories that are interesting for our community and that have to do with public persons and their lives and how events that even are not related directly to them, but that could shape their policy later on or that could have an impact in their lives. And all we want to do is, you know, ask questions. And we did that. We continue to do so. We just interviewed Senator Bob Menendez about his recent scandal in the Dominican Republic. We sent reporters there. That's our job.
Well, because of that flap with Rubio, though, the Republicans bowed out of, essentially the debates. Telemundo got the debates, your competitor, yeah.
They didn't. That's what David Rivera, the former congressman, requested. But, you know, they said that they were not going to go to a debate that we had not invited them to. That was actually not an issue. And he suggested that they should do the debates with Telemundo. But we actually did two presidential forums, you know, one with President Obama and the other one with Mitt Romney that were very, very successful. I think that our journalists, Jorge Ramos and Maria Elena, asked both of the candidates the toughest questions. Jorge, you know, asked this famous question to the president on, but Mr. President, a promise is a promise, and put him on a very difficult spot. And we did extremely well. And before that, we had a forum for Republican candidates. And Mitt Romney was there and Newt Gingrich was there, and we were happy to do so. I think that it's very important that people understand that, presidential hopefuls cannot dismiss 50 million people that are part of the American system and 16% of the population. And so it was clear to everyone that although sometimes Univision asked tough questions because the position that they may have on immigration is a difficult one, they cannot disregard. And when you're talking about the Hispanic population, you know, Univision has 80% of market share. How do you not go to Univision?
We're talking with Isaac Lee. He is president of News with Univision. He's here with us in studio. And in fact, you are beating all the competition hands down. And there was, a query that was put out a number of years ago that said that Univision was more respected among Hispanic population than the armed forces or the Catholic Church, which is actually pretty shocking in many ways. But that was in the era when there was a lot more soft programming. There was like 7 hours of soap operas a day. How have things shifted now?
Well, Univision is giving a lot of importance to the news department. They are very supportive of our job. We are now doing documentaries. We're doing investigative reporting. We have news in the morning within Despierta America. We have 1 hour of Primer Impacto every day. We have our evening news with Jorge and Maria Elena and late news with Enrique Acevedo and with Ilia Calderon. And we have our weekly news magazine, Sundays at 7 p.m. that we just had a couple of months ago. It's outperforming. It's doing incredibly well. And so to have an hour a week of investigative journalism is very important to us. And on the digital side, we are producing short-form documentaries. We're doing, real-time stories. And we're very proud of what we're doing and very happy with the support that we have gotten from the Univision leadership.
And what do you say to those who say television news should be unbiased? It shouldn't be in favor of the DREAM Act. It should just express a journalistic point of view from both sides, or, you know, hear from both sides in a way that doesn't become advocacy.
Well, we are not for advocacy journalism, but we are, Michael, for responsible journalism. And we do journalism for the Hispanic community. And this is a disenfranchised community that did not have a voice before, that had special conditions that were very tough for them. And their issues were not being addressed. And our responsibility is to our viewers, to our community. So we don't see that our position is ever partisan. We don't see that we're doing advocacy, but we are being responsible to our community. And Michael, just as you want the troops of the United States that are in a war to come back healthy and safe, and that doesn't mean that you have a position at war. We want that our community has a path to, you know, legally being citizens and have health care and have access to education. And that is not taking a political position, but a humanitarian one.
You have a large audience of Mexican origin. In fact, that's primarily, I suppose, your audience. And
yet, yes, sir.
You know, I've had Mexican Americans of 2-3 generations who have said they're opposed to amnesty. They don't like the path to citizenship. I mean, some of your viewers obviously are going to be critical if you do take a strong position in favor of what you say is necessary.
Of course. And we are taking, you know, the opinions of both sides, and we are not asking for a specific bill with specific laws. We just think that it's an issue that needs to be addressed as it is being addressed right now. And we worry about 12 million undocumented immigrants that you know are having a hard time. We don't think that self-deportation is something that can actually happen or that is viable. And you know, education is a huge issue, because if you're undocumented and you're afraid to go to school and your parents are not taking you because you don't have access to education, then, you know, this is not a Hispanic problem. It's an American problem. If Hispanics are not educated, if they do not have the capacity to be part of the system, and you have one out of three babies being Hispanic, you're going to have a problem that it's going to affect the GDP of the United States, not the GDP of the Hispanic community.
And again, Isaac Lee with us is president of news for Univision. George Ramos is anchor for Noticiero Univision and host of El Punto. And he's with us by phone, probably the closest you can get to a screen star on television these days, or someone who has that kind of telegenic following. George Ramos, good to have you.
It's great to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah. I wonder if you could pick up on what Isaac Lee was just saying in terms of what some see as a bias in Univision on the immigration issue, and whether or not guilty as charged and glad of it.
Well, let me tell you something. It is not something that we started. Walter Cronkite did it with the Vietnam War, and Anderson Cooper has done it with Hurricane Katrina and every hurricane after that, and it happened during the Vietnam War. I think we're not taking a Republican or a Democratic position. We're not taking a political position, but we have to realize that the majority of Latinos in this country are for immigration reform. In other words, the majority of Latinos want to legalize 11 million undocumented immigrants, and I think it would be irresponsible from our part not to take that into consideration in our coverage. I don't think that's bias. I think it's simply reflecting what our community wants, and that's exactly what we're doing.
Yeah, Isaac Lee had something to add here.
Yes, Michael, and for all your listeners, as you see, we have a different type of anchor. We have someone who stands for his beliefs, like Ed Morrow did, like Walter Cronkite did, who has been as an anchor for longer than Walter Cronkite. We don't have people reading the news. We have people that are very connected to the community, and that's why they feel for Jorge Ramos the way they do.
What do you do in terms of fostering that? And do you prefer George to Jorge?
Jorge is fine.
Sure. Jorge, okay, bien. In terms of your own connections and your own involvement with community.
I think that the way to get involved with the community is first to be part of the community. I am an immigrant. I became a U.S. citizen 4 years ago, but the way I define myself, and even in my Twitter account, the first word that I use to describe myself before being a journalist or before being an American is I'm an immigrant. I would like to, honestly, nobody wants to leave their country of origin. I wish I could have stayed in Mexico, but this country, the United States, gave me the opportunities that my country of origin, Mexico, couldn't give me. So it is not that I'm in tune with the community. I am simply part of the community. I am an immigrant in a community in which almost 50% of all Latinos are immigrants. So when we see Latinos being attacked or the comprehensive immigration reform being attacked in the media or in the political debates in the United States, it is personal for us. I mean, when you're talking about immigrants, you're talking about me. You're talking about my neighbors. You're talking about my coworkers. You're talking about the majority of Latinos who are in this country who feel that we have contributed much more to the economy of this country than what we take away from it. I just saw recently a report from the Congressional Budget Office, and they say that for every dollar that we take in benefits, and mostly we're talking about undocumented immigrants in this country, we are contributing $2 to the economy. So it's a great business to have us here. So in other words, it is not, again, that we are in tune with the community. I am simply part of the Hispanic community.
Yeah, we've certainly had this debate, as you can well imagine, many, many times through the years. And what I often hear, and these are from well-meaning people and even sometimes from Latinos, is the distinction between those who come here legally and those who come here undocumented or illegally. And there is, in many people's minds, an important dichotomy between those two, that people who entered this country, they may be on a path to citizenship now, but they entered illegally, and therefore they shouldn't be given the same deference to those who came here legally.
I agree with you, but if we're talking about policy, it's very simple. The majority of Latinos are in favor of a path to citizenship for the majority of the undocumented immigrants in this country. The majority of Americans are also in favor of immigration reform and a path to citizenship. So, yes, I know it's very controversial, but I think we have to be very honest. And we have to know that undocumented immigrants are in this country because there are thousands of American companies who hire them and because there are millions of Americans who benefit every single day from their work. I mean, what we had this morning for breakfast was harvested by immigrants. The houses and the apartments where we live were built by undocumented immigrants. Whenever we go to a restaurant or to a hospital or to a hotel, we are being served by undocumented immigrants. So, in other words, I think it would be disingenuous and it would be hypocritical to criticize undocumented immigrants when we here in the United States created the circumstances to bring them here, and especially that we're benefiting from their work every single day.
Well, in fact, there was a movie made that I'm sure both you and Isaac Lee are familiar with that essentially postulated what might happen if immigrants all left, especially Mexican immigrants here in California.
And, a day without an immigrant, right?
Everything would stop. Everything would come to a standstill.
Everything would stop. And I think it is very important to realize that, yes, they are here illegally, but they are illegally here because we are benefiting from their work, and we created these circumstances, which, honestly, in many cases, we are exploiting them. So what many politicians are proposing now is to change that. I mean, after reading, and everyone's familiar with what Abraham Lincoln has done in terms of slavery, well, I think we understand, because of the Declaration of Independence, that we are all created equal. And that means that we cannot have two classes of citizens, of two classes of people in this country, those who are citizens and those who are not citizens. So one of the marvelous things about the United States is this idea of equality, that everyone is equal to each other. And we have a great opportunity right now in this country to finally make that possible by approving immigration reform. I mean, I don't want to live in a country in which some people have privileges and rights, and then you have 11 million people who have no rights whatsoever.
Jorge Ramos, again, is anchor for Noticiero Univision and the host of El Punto. And thank you so much for joining us this morning on Forum.
Thank you so much.
Good to have you. And Isaac Lee is here with us in studio. He's president of News with Univision. If you'd like to join this conversation, let me cordially invite you to do that. You can do that a number of ways. Of course, you can call us, and we do welcome your phone calls. It's toll-free, 866-733-6786. Please feel free to join the conversation with any of your thoughts, and you may bring questions or comments to the fore here. Again, toll-free, 866-733-6786. Or email us. Our email address is forum@kqed.org, or you can post questions or comments on our website by going to kqed.org/forum and click on this segment. And, of course, you can also go to our Facebook page or tweet us. Our Twitter handle is @KQEDForum. And we certainly not only welcome your calls with respect to the immigration issue, but if you watch Univision, we have a lot of Spanish-speaking listeners out there, you may want to bring some questions and concerns that you have, and also talk about, well, whether you would prefer watching a Spanish-speaking station, especially if you're bilingual, to watching, well, the standard American media stations. What do you get out of a Spanish-speaking television programming and news coverage? And how is the coverage different? Is there a difference that you may want to note, particularly for those of you who maybe are channel switchers or sitting there with your channel switching going back and forth? So before we go to the break here and bring our listeners into this, Isaac Lee, I talked before about how a lot of the work that you do on Univision is aimed toward those of Mexican origin. Is that going to change with Fusion?
No, it's not going to change. The second and third generation of Hispanics are coming from Mexicans. And so we are going to cater to a mostly Mexican demographic, but it's not going to be only for Mexican, only for immigrants, or only for Hispanics. I think that our content is going to be different, it's going to be fun, it's going to be fresh, it's going to be transparent, and I think that many people are going to like it.
But look, if you go to the Mission here in San Francisco, you see a lot of Mexican flags, you see a lot of Mexican decals, but you also see a lot of the same thing from Guatemala, from El Salvador, from virtually every country in Honduras, Latin America, and down into South America. You're a Spanish-speaking station. You're there for all Hispanics. So how much are we talking in terms of Mexicans? 70%, 80% in terms of the orientation of the content?
Well, it is not so much as the orientation of the content. It is the viewership, and it has to do with demographics, with how many people are here. I think that Univision is the perfect station for Spanish-speaking audience. It just happens to be that 80% of them are from Mexico.
And it reflects that 80%.
Yes.
And it will with Fusion as well.
I think so. I cannot tell you. I'm not the oracle, but I can tell
you. You're a news director. The oracle, Hartos Anonymous?
Some of us pretend to be, but we're not. So what I can tell you is that every single year, 500,000 Hispanics turn 18. And those numbers are incredible. They're very compelling. And those kids are Hispanics, are immigrants, are connected to their Latino root, but are Americans, and their first language is English. So we are going to have a lot of them watching Fusion, and we're very happy about it.
And is Jorge going to be Jorge or George?
Jorge will always be Jorge, and as you heard him, he stands for what he believes. It's amazing to have him, and Jorge is what you see is what you get. He is for real.
Isaac Lee with us, president of News with Univision. We also spoke with Jorge Ramos, anchor for Noticiero, Univision, and El Punto. And we'll hear from you when we return, so stay tuned. You're listening to Forum on KQED Public Radio. I'm Michael Krasny. This is Forum. I'm Michael Krasny. Univision is the dominant Spanish language channel in the United States. And in fact, when the president gave his State of the Union address, the networks ran it. Univision didn't. And Univision beat them in the ratings, beat the networks. This was reported on CNN and has on a number of occasions beaten the networks. It is growing. And it recently, in fact, teamed up with Disney to launch Fusion, which is the first 24-hour cable channel aimed specifically at Hispanics who speak English. Univision's Isaac Lee joining us this hour to discuss outreach to the booming Hispanic population, how it tackles immigration coverage, importance of ethnic media. We're talking about a whole range of things. We spoke also with Jorge Ramos, the anchor for Noticiero Univision and host of El Punto. And as I was saying to Isaac basically, when we were off the air, the Republicans are pretty much tearing their hair out, thinking, how can we get this rather strong Hispanic population back on our side? And there's been a lot of flip-flopping in both parties, obviously. But Marco Rubio, whom we spoke of earlier, perhaps most noticeably, who was very strong against the amnesty and citizenship path, and now has gone to another position, very different than that. Let's go to our callers. And George, we begin with you. Good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to make a comment on Mr. Ramos's statement that the United States created conditions that forced illegal immigrants to come here. This country was created on the blood, sweat, and tears of people who fought for what they believed in. And just because we have created a society that offers opportunity doesn't necessarily equate to foreigners coming in illegally and then claiming that they have the same rights. I'll take my comments off the air.
All right. Thank you for that call. And you say what in response, Isaac Lee?
Well, I appreciate his opinion.
But you understand the argument, too. When Jorge Ramos was talking about the fact that he almost made it sound like America's magnet, its success, its ample opportunity is the reason people come here, and you can't blame them for coming here as a testament to America's success.
Michael, everyone wants to be part of the American dream, and as long as we need immigrants doing jobs that nobody else are taking, immigrants are going to be coming to this country. But forget about that. Just, you know, think for a moment that we have to be pragmatic too, and that we need to be humanitarian. We have 11 or 12 million undocumented immigrants in this country. What are we going to do with them?
Well, here's Ruth, who says, I wonder what the people who criticize Univision's support of the DREAM Act think of Fox News, whose primary purpose is to promote the Republican Party. Do you find that analogy often is made? I mean, you know, they say MSNBC is just talking mouthpieces for the Democratic Party, and CNN perhaps as well, Fox for the Republican Party, that you're mouthpieces for immigration reform?
Well, I'll tell you two things. That we are trusted by Hispanics more than anything.
Well, I said more than the church.
More, exactly. So we have a great relationship with our viewers, and I can only tell you that we don't care about parties or political parties. We understand that MSNBC is on the left, that Fox is on the right, that CNN is trying to find out who they are, and that we are pro-Hispanic. We are here to chronicle the ascent of the Hispanic community, and we are here to tell their stories and what is going on in this process, and we are proud to do it.
Our next caller, Jeanette. Good morning, Jeanette. Welcome.
Yes, good morning. I grew up in Latin America, and I came to the U.S. to go to college. And the reason why I didn't go back home to live is the reasons why I don't particularly watch Spanish language television. I have seen, it reminds me of the things that I left behind, women treated as sex objects, the jokes made against gay men especially, and fun made at Asians and African-Americans. And it simply isn't a pleasurable experience for me to watch, because it reminds me of all the things that I left behind and the reason why I am living in the U.S. instead of living in Latin America.
And you see that on Spanish-speaking television?
Yeah, like, for example, Don Francisco. You know, the women on the show are half-naked. La Hora Pico, they do some rather insulting comedy. And I could, you know, I could name 100 more examples.
Let me hear what Isaac Lee has to say.
Well, I think that you came to college here because you wanted a better education, and you stayed here because you find that there are some American values that are important to your life, and I understand that, and I agree with you on that. I am an American, but I can also tell you that I am a gay man, and I am president of news of Univision, and the senior leadership of Univision is comprised of women. We have, out of six people, five women, and we are very proud to be working with them. And diversity is very important to us. Are there jokes that Univision has that I don't like? Maybe so. It happens in any big network, but I can promise you that Univision News is sensible to what you said, that we respect everyone, and that we take care of representing minorities, not just Hispanics, every time we think about reporting the news.
Jeanette, thank you for your call. Here's a listener who writes on our website, I am in support of immigration reform, but as a Latina who was born and raised in this country, I find that Univision does not speak to me. I'm interested in immigration reform, but I am far more interested in issues like my daughter's education, the failure of the banking system, and so forth. I am not the only one who feels this way. It will be interesting to see if the new channel can integrate people like me.
I think it's a great comment. My question to you mostly is, are you a Spanish language dominant or are you English language dominant? Because let me tell you, Univision focuses on education very much. Not only we're working right now on a documentary on education about Hispanics, but we do Education Week with the Gates Foundation and I did a town hall with President Obama after a couple of months of joining Univision. And the town hall was in Washington, D.C., in a high school of immigrant kids, mostly Latino and African-American. And the town hall was dedicated only to immigration. And there's a lot of a thirst for this type of comment because we did great in ratings. And so, yes, we do care. We have a financial literacy program. We work in giving tools for our people to become part of the financial system, to have credit, to have access to financing colleges and their homes and part of their lives. So, yes, we care a lot about the issues that you just mentioned, and we are cognizant of how relevant they are for your life. And is there going to be that type of content at Fusion? Of course. And Fusion is dedicated to people like you who are Latinos, born in this country, part of the American dream, who want this type of information.
Read a couple more emails from listeners to you and get your responses. Here's Rosa says, I try to watch Univision from time to time because I find the coverage of international affairs more comprehensive than mainstream U.S. media. My Spanish is so bad I don't catch details or nuances. Please consider adding subtitles in English to your broadcast.
It's a very good comment, Rosa. I will think about it. We are already using subtitles many times, but I can tell you is welcome to Fusion, Rosa.
Yeah, I'm thinking Fusion kind of answers that. Adriana writes, Univision provides an excellent world view of the issues in the news lacking from local and national Anglo news channels and more in line with BBC coverage. As a Colombian American, I applaud their work, but would hope that the representation of Latinos in their programming would do a better job of showing that Latinos span the socioeconomic gamut rather than often furthering stereotypes. While this is not the case in news, the other programming tends to lack that diversity, which kind of dovetails with what the other listener wrote.
Yeah? Exactly. And as you say, it's not the case in news, and I appreciate your comments and your comparison to the BBC.
Bill in Sebastopol wants to know, any chance of Univision hosting or conducting a presidential debate?
Look, when the Presidential Commission decided not to include Jorge or Maria Elena or any African-American, any Hispanic as part of the moderators, we sent a letter to them telling them that they cannot leave behind 50 million people that speak Spanish and are part of the American system. And they did not pay attention. They rejected our proposal. And that's why we went directly to the candidates and hosted a presidential forum with Mitt Romney and President Obama. And it was very successful. And we asked the questions that no one else did. And we talked about things that were not even mentioned in the presidential debate.
What did you bring up? Climate change, for example, because that wasn't mentioned in the presidential debate.
I am sorry to say that we didn't, and we should have. But
what did you bring up then that wasn't brought up? I mean, aside from immigration issues,
education, immigration, financial literacy, health. And we asked them tough questions that no one else did. And It is unbelievable that you have four presidential debates and you don't hear the word Mexico. I mean, Mexico is our biggest neighbor, is a great business partner. How can it be that it's not even mentioned? How is it that Latin America is not mentioned? We are not just a backyard.
Let's go to more of our calls, and we welcome Beth. You're on Forum. Good morning.
Hi. I live up in San Andreas, and I'm calling in because, now, I got to be honest, we haven't had a TV for a year, so I don't know if things have changed. But we used to watch Univision because we wanted our children and grandchildren to be bilingual. And, in fact, two of our grandchildren are down in Mexico right now for 4 months with their other grandmother. But I'm always curious. How do you approach the immigration issue on your news shows? Do you ever discuss the fact that there are people who've been waiting for years to come here legally, and yet we're supposed to have some type of a Dream Act for everybody that came here illegally to become here, to become legally able to stay here? And I really miss your show. You did some really good shows, and I'm. It's the only reason I kind of miss not having a TV. So thank you.
Thank you. You can also watch us online at noticias.univision.com, and you have to get a new TV. I mean, we really want you to be back to Univision, and I do value your comments. We do have those type of conversations, but the Dream Act is not to discuss what are we going to do with people immigrating illegally to this country. The Dream Act is about kids who were born here.
Well, even early on, President Obama was in favor of the Dream Act.
Exactly. Exactly. And what are we going to do with these kids that are documented and they did not decide that? They are just, you know, consequences of their parents' decisions. And they're here. And they need to go to school. And they need to have access to health. And they are your kids' friends. So what are we going to do for them?
Did Jorge Ramos come here legally? Documented when he immigrated?
Yes, I think so. I think so.
I should have asked him probably.
Well, yeah, I am quite positive he came with a journalist visa, and only like 4 years ago he became a U.S. citizen. I became a U.S. citizen 2 years ago, and I came here legally. But the immigration system is complex, it's complicated, it is full of hurdles and difficulties, and so it's not easy.
A lot safer being a journalist here than in Colombia. True.
100% true. For my colleagues back home, it's very difficult. When you write a story there, people can kill you. When you write a story there and they don't like it here, they stop inviting you to cocktails. So yes, it's a huge difference. And the quality of life here and the respect for freedom of speech is something that everyone needs to cherish.
So you on the list of cocktail parties now that you can't go to? You get
some of them.
Yeah.
And we want to be on that list from Democrats and from Republicans because our job is not to please them.
Next caller, Gabriel, welcome.
Yes, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. To the gentleman, you know, I'm also a gay person in San Francisco, and I'm also an activist. And, you know, I used to watch Univision in the early mid-90s, but thereafter, all the vulgarity and the variety shows and the innuendos against gays, you know, has only fueled the attacks of gays in San Francisco. And so I don't totally agree with what this gentleman is talking about, it being such a family-oriented shows. There aren't any family-oriented shows that are healthy for the mind of the people and educating the people in San Francisco. Also, Mr. Ramos is not a journalist. He just repeats and wants to be somebody that he's not. He's not, he talks about equality and about Abraham Lincoln. Yes, we are created equally, but we are also a country of laws. My family, this is our 50th anniversary immigrating to the United States. We waited outside of the immigration embassy in Mexico City for hours, day after day after day, when we finally got our papers. So really, all you're showing in the Univision has nothing to offer me anymore. Only very seldom do I watch the news in the evening. After that, your programming, Jorge Ramos, the only person that was in your team was Maria Elena Salinas. She was a very fair, and also she was Mexican-American. But Jorge Ramos and the rest really are not focusing, and they are not sensitive to the gay issues. They are not sensitive to women abuse. Really, sir, you need to clean house and stop the vulgarity on those women and on those programming and the gay bashing on the Univision in order for me as an activist in San Francisco to support what you're saying. I really totally disagree with the immigration issue passed and with this issue you're mentioning. I really think that you need to clean house and make it morally sound and have some kind of morality and get rid of all those bimbos.
Well, Gabriel, let me ask Isaac if there is any potential for that, what you call house cleaning. In fact, I'm looking at a listener here who says, as a Latina, please, no more novellas. My question of interest is in learning how Mr. Isaac Lee and the new fusion programming can be leveraged to increase political awareness and participation among our young people. Some of our youth, the Dreamers, are very active, but there is a much larger group that is apathetic and did not vote. I think these questions are aligned. You know, can you make fusion much more responsive to what youth needs are, and to talk about activists like Gabriel, who's calling here?
That's what we're going to do. That's why we are so happy that it's going to be a 24-hour news and entertainment network, that we are not going to have scripted sitcoms, that we are not going to have novelas, that we are going to dedicate the programming of Fusion to news. And so, yes, we will have much more time and the opportunity to address activism and to address all kinds of different points of view.
What about addressing the slurs in the dramatic programs and the machismo that goes overboard and its misogyny and all of those kinds of things that have been cited here?
There are comments in every network and in every program that people don't like, and I can appreciate that, and I understand that. Now, what I can tell you is that it is not true that you will find them at Univision News. I challenge you to find them and send them to me, and I will apologize if we do, because I agree with you. No one should have that type of behavior. Maria Elena Salinas, by the way, is our lead anchor at the evening news with Jorge Ramos. She's still with us. She's one of the best journalists in the country, and we love her very much. And what I can tell you is that if you think that Jorge Ramos is not a journalist, we have a different definition of what a journalist should be, because I admire him as a journalist very much and respect him as a person even more.
Well, I thank the caller. There's respectful disagreement there, obviously. I'm looking at a listener email from Paul who says, Senator Rubio said nothing originally. He espoused platitudes, whereas the president made specific suggestions. Hispanics are not homogenous. Comparing a person from Mexico to a person from Cuba is as disingenuous as comparing a white American to a South African Afrikaner. That may be quite a stretch there. But again, the point is, too much difference between the Mexican, let's say, and a Cuban.
Of course.
You put them under this broad category of Hispanics, and yet, early television had Ricky Ricardo. There weren't any Mexicans in that role, you know, with a white American wife and general acceptance among the American public.
That's absolutely true, and our local stations cater to the specific audience that you find in each city. But what they do have in common is Latin roots. And they have in common their relationship to the family and how loyal they are to their friends, and how much they want to have their grandmother's food, and how much they love Latin music. So if you are a Latino, it doesn't matter if you speak English or not, you have a cultural connection that it's not only language.
Let me bring Shannon on. And Shannon, thank you for waiting. You're with us. Good morning.
Good morning. I wanted to address, first I wanted to say that Univision, I really enjoy the news commentary about Univision, with Univision. But this issue of not confronting the cultural and social bias that is spewed out over the airwaves, the sister who talked about the scantily clad women and the stereotypes that are being embraced by Univision, the question I have is, if we're looking at people who are coming from Mexico and from South America to the United States because they like the freedoms here, what about the people who are bringing those attitudes that are being pumped into them through the innovation? Are they bringing those attitudes here to change what we have fought so long in favor of?
If I understood you well, I think the reason these immigrants come here, it's because they want a better life. And that is the reason why everyone who lives in this country, at one point in time, someone from their family came here. I read the other day a quote that made me laugh because it was from a Native American chief that said, "You are all immigrants." And it's true. I mean, we all come from somewhere and we all are part of this society, of this fusion, because our ancestors wanted to have a better life for us. And what we need to do is give content to our audience that can give them the elements to be better informed citizens, to know what are the opportunities for them, to strive for education, to strive for financial literacy, to be entrepreneurs, to do better and be part of the system.
Let me thank the caller, and let's try to get Roger on here from Santa Rosa. Roger, join us.
Hi. My issue is with the media. My family came from Mexico in 1926, you know, and we still have strong ties with Mexico and family in Jalisco and Guadalajara. And the media portrays us often. Just recently, they called Cesar Chavez an Hispanic in St. Helena in the newspaper. And Cesar Chavez was Mexican. He was of Mexican ancestry. The majority of immigrants that come to this country that are Latino from Latin America are Mexican or Latinos. They're not Hispanic. We're not from Spain. We may have Spanish surnames. My concern is that we're not identified properly. You know, if you're from Ireland, you're Irish. You know, if you're from England, you're English. But if you're from Mexico, you're Hispanic. I just don't like that. You know, there's no, you know, we're proud of where we're from, and we should be acknowledged.
Roger, we once did a whole hour on that subject, and there are many people who feel the way you do. Some thoughts, Isaac Lee, about people who say, I want to be Latino, I want to be Chicano, I want to be Mexican or Mexican-American, I don't want to be Hispanic.
Generalizations are never good, and I think you're absolutely right. If they ask me where I am from, I never say I am from Hispanic or Hispania or from Latin America. I say I am from Colombia. So, you know, it's very hard to put a label to people, and there's no label that ever is going to describe people the way they deserve. I find very interesting what you say, because although your family came in 1926, you still have strong ties to Mexico, to Jalisco, to Guadalajara, and that is what we find, that regardless of the fact that people came here, are part of the American system, English language is their first language, they have strong ties to their Latin roots, to their Latino roots, in your case, to the Mexican roots. And about Cesar Chavez, I have good news for you. Diego Luna, the very famous Mexican actor and director, just finished a film about Cesar Chavez with Michael Peña, with Rosario Dawson, with John Malkovich. I was able to see a screen of that movie, and it's absolutely wonderful.
Otra vez, mucho gusto conocerle. Gracias. Buena suerte. Thank you. Thank you for being with us. Isaac Lee, president of News with Univision. We also spoke with Jorge Ramos, anchor for Noticiero Univision and host of El Punto. And we often receive questions or comments that we can't fit into a show. So today we're trying something new. It's a segment where we follow up on past shows and share some of your feedback from recent weeks. And just late last month, 49ers quarterback Chris Culliver said he wouldn't welcome a gay teammate in the locker room. His comments quickly became national news, and we used his statements as a launching point for a discussion on homophobia in sports. Eugene wrote to say, KQED should not have spent any time on today's topic, since it appears KQED is caught up in the sensationalizing fever. In addition, Mr. Culliver should be entitled to express his opinion. Face it, he's not an expert on this topic. He only spoke his mind. Let's put him back where he belongs, a good football player. It is time for us to stop worshiping athletes and celebrities and taking everything they say as gospel. They are very talented in their fields, but are not gods. And last week, San Jose Mercury News reporter Lisa Krieger was not a guest on our show, exploring whether the city of San Francisco should mandate retrofitting of soft structure buildings, but she was listening and wrote to say this. 8 years after a survey counted 2,630 earthquake-vulnerable soft-story apartments in Santa Clara County, little progress has been made in publicly identifying, inspecting, and fixing these buildings. San Jose State engineers estimated that about 90,000 residents live in these apartments, but their findings, published in 2003, have languished. Even an educational risk assessment brochure was stalled. Releasing a list of addresses would be a great start. Tenants deserve to know they live in risk. And a big thank you to Lisa for sharing those facts with us. And yesterday, Phil Bronstein joined us to discuss his story about the Navy SEAL who shot Osama bin Laden and how he has fared since leaving the service. Kathy wrote this on our Facebook page following that segment. I was astonished by comments on this show. So many people don't respect the sacrifice people in military service make. They put their bodies and their minds under enormous pressure with consequences that often last a lifetime. Their health care benefits should be there for life. Their service should be respected. Maybe Americans should think about Memorial Day as what it's meant to represent rather than a sales day at the stores. If you have a question or a comment regarding something you hear on Forum, please email us at forum@kqed.org. You can also find us on Facebook. Audio archives for the shows mentioned today and all of our shows are available online at kqed/forum. Thanks for listening and happy Valentine's Day. Forum is produced by Judy Campbell and Irene Noguchi with production assistance from Tina Larberg, Susan Britton, and Vinnie Tong. Our engineer is Danny Bringer. Our engagement producer is Amanda Stupai, with online support from David Marks. Senior editor is Dan Zoll, and executive producer is Raul Ramirez. For all of us here at KQED Public Radio, thank you for listening. And again, happy Valentine's Day. I'm Michael Krasny.
Funds for the production of Forum are provided by the members of KQED Public Radio and the Germanicos Foundation and the Generosity Foundation.